You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 149.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
We are back today for another Fast Friday episode. Isn't it kind of funny that you say we? Like, who's we? It's really just me, but you're here with me. So I guess that's where the we comes from. So anyway, we are back talking about email marketing. I have really enjoyed diving deep into email marketing. I've heard from a lot of you that this has been very, very useful for you. And in my blogger support group, we have really gotten into just email marketing. We are talking about lead generators and how to really grow our list. So if you are interested in getting in with us and going through this whole process of creating great freebies and email sequences and how to really tune into what our audience wants, we started just February 1st. So we are not too far into it. You can still join in on the fun. If you want to join us, you can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/blogger, and that will take you right to the page to sign up. So get on over there and come join us so we can grow our email lists and our businesses together. So what do I want to talk about today? I wanted to talk about, after you deliver a great freebie, what do you send? This is all about email sequences. So we talked about a few weeks ago, just delivering opt-ins that your audience really wants and figuring out what that is for you. So today I wanted to talk about three different emails that you can send in your email sequence once you deliver that freebie. So email sequencing is really important, and what you want to do, it's very easy to do this in ConvertKit. So sign up for ConvertKit and it will make it that much easier for you. So you have your great opt-in, right? You have your opt-in that people want to sign up. It's your freebie. It's your signature freebie or your flagship freebie, whatever you want to call it. It's the one that is all over your site, in the pop-up, in the sidebar, maybe even at the bottom of a blog post. Once they sign up, the email that they're going to get, besides the confirmation email, is the first email you send, and that delivers the freebie. And the best thing you can do here, do not attach it, because that will cause your email to go to spam. So what you want to do is you want to actually get a link from WordPress, or you can use Amazon Storage, which is what I use. And in that first email, you want to say, here is your freebie you asked for, something like that. And then in that email, you want to have the link to your freebie, and maybe you decide to give them a tip, an extra tip to help them consume that freebie. The other thing I want to tell you is, remember we talked about more isn't more or more isn't better. The same thing goes for your freebie. It doesn't have to be some super complicated thing. It actually should be quite simple. They should be able to consume it within 5 to 20 minutes, and definitely no longer than an hour. You want to get them a quick win. You want to show them that you deliver results, and your freebie is how you're going to do that. So don't think more is more and more is better. Simple is better. Actionable tips are the best. So in your first email, you are delivering that freebie. You are saying, here's your link, here's how you access it, and you can maybe give them an extra pro tip on how to really consume your freebie checklist, guide, whatever that is. Then your second email should be welcoming them to your community. Tell them what you're all about. Introduce yourself to them. Give them some links to your favorite blog posts or your most popular blog posts, and tell them where they can find you besides your email. Maybe you have a Facebook group, maybe you're active on Instagram, but this is a great place to deliver that email to them. And because the reason is, when you're sending other emails, you don't want to give multiple call to action, because when you overwhelm them with multiple links, they're not going to click anything. So you want to use this email and let them get acquainted with you, give them some links, and then in other follow-up emails, you just want to have one call to action, one link, one action, whether that is click on this link, reply to this email or whatever that is. You don't want to give them link overwhelm when you send them too much. So the first email is delivering the freebie. The second email is the welcome email. Welcome them to your community. Tell them what you're about. Tell them what you offer. And if you have like a flagship program, you can also put that in the email too. And the third email, I usually do 3 to 5 emails, but the third email is that hack email, just a simple email where you are really helping them solve a problem. You are giving them a hack, a tip, whatever that is. Maybe it's one hack to organizing your shoe closet or one hack to create the absolute most delicious smoothie there is. Whatever your audience's problem is, give them a tip, a simple tip to help them solve that problem. So that is 3 emails you can send to your list. They will find this very helpful, very useful, and you will continue to build a relationship to them. So if you do have something like a low dollar product or something like that, then you can send that in email 4 or email 5 and introduce that to them. So I hope this was helpful. I really want you to be building your email list. So if you want some extra help, I will be doing a lot more of this inside my blogger support community. Like I said, you can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/blogger and come join us and let me know what you think. If you do this, come on over to Facebook and let me know or send me a tweet at Nicole Culver and let me know how it's going with your email list and with your community.
This has been Blissful Bites, a Food Entrepreneur Podcast. Thanks for listening.